Police Officer Corey Allenson's school resource job at Park City High School is a liaison position. He's there, he says, to help keep the school safe and enforce laws.
And to be proactive in keeping criminal activity out of the schools. Yeah, help the students in any way that I can, as well as the teachers. The school resource position, this is my first year. It's a 3-year assignment. It's my almost 8th year in law enforcement. But the school resource position, I wanted to be in that position. I interviewed for it and chose to do it to experience this side of law enforcement, working with the youth.
He says he looked forward to working in the position because he wanted to be proactive instead of reactive in helping students.
To interact with the youth, to be on the proactive side of law enforcement. So much of what we do is reactive. We have to respond to calls or to a case that's already happened. Being in the schools allows us to hopefully positively influence the public, the community, and working with the kids. That's the good stuff in law enforcement.
After a student recently accused Allenson of profiling students based on their appearance, he says he was not profiling and simply instead wants to educate parents and teachers on some specific clothing that's sometimes connected to drug culture.
Help them to identify some clothing brands that are popular in the drug culture, worn by those who support the drug culture, just as on an educational purpose. That story was picked up by KSL and put on the news, and that sparked, I think, the conversation with the students. But the original purpose was to just educate the teachers and get it out to the parent-teacher board.
He says truancy is a problem in the schools, and as for drugs and alcohol, those are not just a problem at schools, but in the community as well. As for the specific clothing that he referred to in the recent KSL interview, he says that clothing can send a message, even though it may not have any connection to a drug culture at all.
As I walked the halls of the school, I saw some clothing logos, brands, names that I knew what the abbreviations meant or what some of the items meant, as well as when a child was in trouble or in a meeting with a parent meeting for some type of deviant behavior. Sitting there in the meeting, I personally was seeing some of these items and just wanted to educate the staff or even run it by them. Hey, did you know what this item meant? Mom, do you know what this item means that your child's wearing? What is the message that your child is sending me right now? That's how it started.
He goes on to say that the student may not even know that the clothing he or she is wearing is, for example, designed with stash pockets, but his job is to raise awareness.
A child wearing these items who isn't in that culture or in that circle of friends who are into drugs or alcohol, somebody who is and knows what that means might single them out, might target them, might pull them into that group. Somebody who is in the market to sell drugs or underage drinking might single that person out based off of what they're wearing or the message they're sending. So I think it's a valuable message both to the kids as well as the parents, as well as the teachers.
Allenson says he doesn't stop, detain, or search students if they're wearing the clothing.
The conversations I've had with students wearing these items have been while they're in the office already having a conversation for an action that they've taken, not for an item of clothing that they're wearing. There has been an action taken where that clothing item is then, I confront them and ask them, so, you know, what's the deal with this? What message are you trying to send?
While profiling is against both school district policy and the law, he backs Allenson in his efforts to educate and inform.
It's our responsibility to educate the community. That a big part of what we do is education in law enforcement. In fact, it's one of the primary roles that we have. And I would not only support Corey in this education, but expect him as part of his duties that he lets parents know. I'm a parent at Park City High School. If my child were wearing clothing that they may or may not know was indicative of drug culture, I would think that, I would hope that they would not only talk to my child, but would let me know.
That's Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter, along with School Resource Officer Corey Allenson. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.